Last year, UW researchers received more than $30 million from the Defense Department. A little more than a million of that went to fund a project aimed at fine-tuning a microwave transmitter designed to fool the guidance system on surface-to-air missiles fired at fighter jets. John Bosky at the School of Engineering is heading up the project. He says the goal is to reduce distortion in the signal the transmitter sends. Less distortion means the transmitter does a better job of sending out an artificial signal that confuses the missile.
The hoped-for result is that the missile will shoot for a spot in the sky where it thinks I'm located, and I'm not really there.
Bosky says the technology used to fine-tune a jet's ability to elude missiles may also be used to help detect breast cancer tumors. He says advances in detection could also lead to the use of microwave energy to actually destroy tumors.
Very quick pulses of slightly more powerful microwave energy that could then locally heat the region where the tumor is located and therefore basically kill it without having to perform surgery and open up the person's body, the breast in this case.
Civilian spin-off applications for military research like this one are common. Bosky says in the microwave electronics field, non-military funding sources like the National Science Foundation have depended on military research funding on the assumption that such spin-offs will occur. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.